This is a failure of regulation. This is a total and utter failure from the VBA, and at the end of the day, the VBA reports to the Planning Minister, and Labor have been in power in Victoria for 16 of the last 20 years. So I can't be any more blunt about this. We need a formal and serious investigation into the VBA, a parliamentary inquiry, to get to the bottom of what's gone on here to ensure that this can never, ever happen again. Because I just beggars belief, John, that solid petrol, which is what a lot of this material is, has been allowed to be built on the exterior of people's properties. It's just outrageous.
Well, the mania for reduction in red tape and deregulation came mostly from your side of politics, I remind you.
John, I think that's slight. I think you're living in the 90s, to be fair on that.
It's driven from the IPA. Labor, it started with Jeff Kenners and Josh Frydenberg, the current federal treasurer, was the great champion of reducing red tape.
If we're simply talking about cladding and indeed building regulations, Labor have been in power in this state most of the time since 1999, and we have seen a complete lack of regulation to ensure that everyone is kept safe from dodgy building practices. Now, for example, the two rogues that knocked down the Corkman unlawfully, well, they're still allowed to practice as developers and builders. How is that possible, given what they've done? Not only did they knock over the Corkman, they then built a property in Hawthorne that is clad in this very dangerous material that received quite a bit of media attention in recent weeks, and yet they're still allowed to practice in this industry. Well, that's completely unacceptable. Who's going to throw the book at these people? Well, I can't as a politician. It has to be the regulator. And these regulators have the rules, have the laws at their disposal, but for whatever reason, they don't use them. Why is that?
Do you have the cooperation of the crossbenchers, the Greens and others in the upper house in order to have the numbers for an inquiry?
Well, the Greens put up a motion for an inquiry into this cladding crisis some months ago, which we supported them on. And I think that there is a lot of support in the Parliament for a formal investigation into the VBA, because I think everyone's saying that this is a failure of regulation. They are the regulator of the building industry here in Victoria. So, of course, my upper house colleagues and I will be having discussions in the lead-up to when Parliament returns. But, yes, a parliamentary investigation into the lack of regulation of our building industry, I think, is a very important issue in the public discussion at the moment.